You might remember last week we talked about the programme for the new season at the Abbey Theatre with Helen Meaney. Well, today, Irish theatre professionals and stage writers have accused the Abbey Theatre of reneging on commitments to produce more plays in-house and more new Irish drama, with writers adding that they no longer have confidence in the Abbey board. And joining me now is writer and playwright Jimmy Murphy. What's the essence of the discontent or the malcontent with this new programme, Jimmy?
There's a number of things, Sean. I mean, firstly, it's just the lack of new plays in the programme for next year. There's one new play, albeit a five-hour epic, but it's just one new play.
This is the sequence by Marina Carr.
Yeah. I mean, remember, Marina's play should be the jewel in the crown of a season of new plays, not the entire season. The Gate now have more new work than the Abbey. This is a reflection of how bizarre the times we're living in. We're used to new plays in the Abbey in double-digit figures. This is just one new play after 6 months to nearly a year of negotiations about no new plays. But also what's worrying too, because remember, there's a lot of actors who are hanging on to their careers with their fingernails. There's 38 job opportunities next year in the Abbey for actors.
The letter mentions that the Abbey hasn't lived up to commitments it made to produce 9 in-house plays next year. When did those commitments come, or how did those arise?
We had a series of meetings that we got the notes finalised just 2 weeks ago. So we would have had some head-to-head, face-to-face offs in the Abbey over the course of the summer and autumn. And there were numbers,
were 9 new in-house productions specifically mentioned and promised?
Well, what we have in the notes I'm looking at, it was confirmed there were 5 slots for newly commissioned plays in the 2020 programme. Now, elsewhere it says there was 9 outlining slots for new plays, for new writing. But nine self-produced plays, but never 9 new plays. But certainly 5 slots for 5 new plays.
Yeah, because the Abbey might say that in the Peacock, this Peacock's weeks that they're talking about, 6 weeks of work on 9 plays and 2 new theatre projects. That's it,
yeah,
later in the year.
If they're including that as new plays, the Peacock has always been an engine room for schemes like that. There was scratch nights, there was workshops. So that's nothing new, and that's to be encouraged and welcomed. But we're talking about, you know, professional playwrights and actors earning their living. Remember, the Abbey's getting $7 million a year, and it's producing 1 play next year. The board either the board are behind the Abbey's Articles of Association, which says the Abbey is to continue the tradition of commissioning plays for the purpose of acting and producing plays in Irish and English written by Irish authors. Now, is the Abbey changing that or ignoring that, throwing it in the bin? The board need to tell us what is going on and why are they standing behind a programme.
Is there still
one new play?
Is there still a problem, Jimmy, with the idea, because there are a number of co-productions mentioned in the press release for the programme for 2020. Is there still a fundamental problem in the minds of theatre professionals with that co-production model?
Well, it means if you're not part of that company, I mean, they're doing all that heavy lifting on their own, and it's great to get an opportunity. But that's a programme that should be in the project. But if you're not part of those companies, say if you don't work with Corn Exchange or some of the other companies going in, there's nothing for you there. You're out in the cold already. And, you know, the Abbey is not a receiving house. It's not for the majority of shows to be co-produced or to be invited in. There's room for that. But for the programme to be top heavy with such an amount of co-produced shows it's we're back to where we started almost a year ago.
So what do you want to see happening now, Jimmy?
Well, we'd like the board, because we've gone as far as we can go in terms of negotiating with Neil and Graham. It's just the board now need to tell us what they think of the $7 million they're getting. Is it for new plays, or are they happy enough to have the Abbey as a receiving house? Is this a vision? Is this some long-term plan? Because don't forget, the Abbey is to be knocked down and a new building built. So is this informing that? But it's such a shock to us all that we've gone backwards. And the board either are supporting this or behind this. We'd like to know what they think about one new play in the Abbey next year and 38 jobs for actors.
All right, so you want clarification and you want an answer to that. What do you think
and
of one
the
new...
Arts Council too. The how Arts... do they feel about it?
Okay, because I know that the letter was addressed to the Minister for Arts as well, Josepha Madigan. Jimmy Murphy joining us there. Thanks for joining. We did ask and look for a spokesperson from the Abbey Theatre, but as of yet, no one has been presented to us, but we will be happy to speak to that person at any point if they do get in touch.